You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A clear distinction is often made between mind and body. However, more research is showing that mental health and physical health should not be thought of as separate. Researchers at New York University's Langone School of Medicine are finding that the brain is intimately connected to our endocrine system, which secretes hormones that can have a powerful influence on our emotional health. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this connection is Dr. Ron Larson. He is the medical director at Optum Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
So poor physical health, as we know, can lead to increased risk of developing all kinds of physical ailments, yes?
Yeah, that's correct. Having to do with the brain and the body, as you identified, a lot more connection than we ever thought.
But from a physical standpoint, I mean, if we know that if you're sedentary, it's not just obesity, things like diabetes. I mean, the list can go on and on if we live a sedentary lifestyle.
That's right. Heart disease, diabetes, weight gain, and that leads to other diseases as well, are all at risk if you sit on the couch too much.
So then, as I pointed out that in my introduction, is that we're now seeing this connection between your mental health and your physical activity.
That's correct. As a psychiatrist, we've known for a long time that you can manage your anxiety with physical kinds of activities. So running is good for anxiety, and walking and getting out of the house and walking the dog, for instance, or riding a bicycle can help you manage anxiety. So we've known about that connection for a long time. It's just interesting to find out that there's more to it than that. And it's the researchers, as you identified, that are starting to find more real physical connections between the brain and the body. And we find out how much we didn't know before.
And in your practice, is this research that's coming out surprising, or is it a kind of like, oh, this makes sense?
I think it's more of a, it makes sense. It opens doors, though, for talking about what we can do to help people with, you don't have to have a mental illness. A lot of us, we've talked about seasonal affective disorder. A lot of us have mood issues sometimes, anxiety sometimes, worries sometimes. And so physical kind of activity, like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, can make a difference. And we didn't know that before.
And then we talk about things, you know, we talked about yoga last week on the program. And we know that, yes, there's a physical aspect of that, but there's also that quieting of the mind.
Yes, being mindful has more positive effects on the body than we ever imagined. Now, we've been hearing that from Buddhists for 5,000
years. And we're finally listening.
And we're finally coming up with some scientific evidence that they were right.
And so let's talk about that, because when, once again, we know in America that, what is it? Very few adults even meet the minimum recommended daily activities.
That's right. And though that bar is not very high. The research says if you'd get up for 30 to 45 minutes, 3 to 5 times a day and do something, that's good enough. Well, it's something that really can make a difference. So yes, all too often we walk to the car and we walk from the car to work, and we might get up and get a sandwich at noon, but take the stairs, to walk the dog, to physically go out of your way, even to do something fun like I like to ride bicycles. And so to do that, you know, in a regular fashion makes a difference to your physical health, but as a psychiatrist, even more importantly to me, to your mental health.
So I want to go over that what that minimum requirement or recommendation is. It's 30 to 45 minutes of some type of activity, 3 to 5 times a day, or 3 to 5 times a week?
3 to 5 times a week. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify, because all of a sudden I was like, you know, a lot of people are like, 3 to 5 times a day. What?
Yeah.
But when we talk about that physical activity, like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be that strenuous activity.
No, actually, there's research that says if you just get up every hour, So don't sit at your desk for 2 or 3 hours and wait for the coffee break. Do get up every hour, say hello to someone, smile, walk around, even if it means that you aren't being the most efficient. In the long run, you're much better off.
I'm speaking with Optum Idaho Medical Director, Dr. Ron Larson, and we're talking about the connection between physical and mental health. And I want to talk a little bit more about this actual mind-body connection, because it is something that seems to have come into our culture recently here in the United States within the last decade. And have you seen differences within your practice as a psychiatrist when people are kind of given a prescription of move, exercise?
Yes, I think it makes a difference to hear it from your doctor or from a friend or from someone that's has been an athlete, that you too don't have to be an athlete. Mm-hmm. You can get up and then you can feel the difference. And so I think our culture, maybe over the last decade, has really started to pay attention. Also, meditation, taking some time to quiet your mind, to stay in the moment, not to have to be active all of the time. And so even if you're a procrastinator, take a few minutes, sit there, quiet your mind a little bit, and there's research that says, you're more likely to get up and do something if you just take some time and not force yourself all of a sudden to move.
And, you know, it seems to, as you said, I mean, we tend to live in a society where it's going, 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 right? Except we're not physically moving our bodies a lot of times.
Oftentimes it's our brain that's
right.
Going, 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 correct.
And so when you go to that mindfulness idea, it really can make a difference in physically how we're doing as well.
That's correct. To stay in the moment, to recognize past worries are all gone and the future things haven't happened yet, that right now, this is the time, and also to be with other people. Mm-hmm. There's something about being with people you love or your family that makes a difference too.
What do we do when it comes to our kiddos and this whole idea of mindfulness? Because I know even in schools, which I personally think is wonderful, is we're starting to teach more mindfulness, even in elementary schools.
I think the concept is getting around. It means to turn off your phone every now and
mm-hmm.
then. It means to just sit and give value to being there with yourself. And you don't have to think about anything special. Let your mind go.
And then when we get back to the physical aspect of it, right, just that get up, get moving part, how important is it to find something that you really like to do?
Oh, of course. It's really important because January, February, and March, we join the exercise group.
Oh, the gym's always crowded in January.
That's right. But along about this time of year, it's important as you fall off of some of that real intention you had to find things you enjoy, something you can do with someone. So to get up and to go for a run with a friend mm-hmm. on a regular basis, or to ride a bicycle, or just enjoy your dog and go for a walk, things that you will do in a sustained way each day, 5 days a week.
And things like gardening, if you're a gardener, I mean, that's physical exercise.
It sure is. I hate to admit that my vacuuming at home is good for my health.
Well, see.
But it is. If I can feel warm and have worked up a little bit of a sweat doing it as fast as I can, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I actually did something good for me.
So it's things like that. So it's finding things, because also, if you like what you do, you'll do it again.
Yes, and then make a habit out of it. And so next year, it's a habit too.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Dr. Ron Larson, he is the medical director at Optum Idaho. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here. Thank you.